Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, March the 12th. And we'll wonder this hour whether your local public school participates in the Pizza Hut Book It program and whether you think the school should drop it or not. Our guest this hour is encouraging schools and parents to end their participation with this program, which offers kids free pizzas for accomplishing a reading goal. Read so many books and get a free personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Anything wrong with this? Plenty, says our guest, and she says it epitomizes everything that's wrong with corporate-sponsored programs in schools. We'll find out more and welcome your thoughts and questions for her at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email with your question or thought about this to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Dr. Susan Lin. She is a psychologist at the Judge Baker Children's Center and at Harvard University. She's the co-founder of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood and author of the book Consuming Kids, The Hostile Takeover of Children. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Joy. It's nice to be back with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being back with us. So what's wrong with the Pizza Hut Book It program?
Well, I think that we have to look at this program in the larger context of the unchecked escalation of advertising and marketing that's directed to children today. To put that in perspective, in 1983, companies were spending $100 million annually targeting children mostly on television, and now they're spending $16.8 billion annually. Marketing in schools is escalating also exponentially. In 2000, the federal government actually said it was a growth industry with Coke and Pepsi leading the way.
Yeah.
So I think that we have to look at all corporate-sponsored programs in schools today and really ask ourselves who's really benefiting.
Yeah, and you don't think kids are benefiting in that they are encouraged to read more books?
Well, you know, the whole issue of incentives is very controversial. There's some evidence that incentives actually diminish the task that they're trying to promote because the focus is on the reward and not on the inherent pleasure in whatever it is that the kids are doing, like reading. And so it's very clear that Pizza Hut is benefiting from this program. And it's clear that people have fond memories of the program. I mean, we knew this was going to be controversial when we took it on. We've certainly gotten letters from people saying, I loved this program when I was in school. But we think that in the context of the degree to which children's lives are being completely commercialized, that we really ought to look at all programs, in all corporate programs in schools, including those that are, you know, really quite beloved.
Yeah. Pizza Hut donates the free personal pan pizza for reading however many books to a child, but then that child is going to bring the entire family to Pizza Hut to take advantage of that reward.
And it's not only that. It's that in this program, I mean, it's really ingenious for marketing, because in this program, children are reminded of Pizza Hut every day. They have Pizza Hut calendars where they're supposed to keep track of their reading. And the thing is that teachers are encouraged to make a fuss about, you know, about getting the award. And Pizza Hut even has a program now in preschools, which is kind of odd, because in this, the kids aren't even really doing anything. It's the teachers who are reading to the kids. What the kids do is put a sticker on a Pizza Hut calendar, which is, you know, hanging in the classroom somewhere.
Yeah. I'm looking at a news story on this issue, and a lot of educators are quoted in here praising this program, saying this provides a tool for persuading children to try books instead of video games.
You know, there are lots of really wonderfully successful programs for teaching reading that have nothing to do with promoting Pizza Hut. And, you know, if you believe in incentives, I have my doubts about them, but if you believe that incentives work, there are schools that have kids raising money for charity through reading. They have schools where, you know, principals say that, you know, they'll dye their hair pink or do something silly if everybody wants. Mm-hmm. And those kids are going to have great memories of those programs when they grow up as well. You could have a whole party if, you know, you could have a party at the school if you want to do something that, you know, revolves around food or celebration like that. It doesn't have to be Pizza Hut. And that's the concern. I mean, Madison, for instance, has just a terrific reading program. It's a balanced reading program. I know that they're in a struggle right now about it, but it seems like just a really extraordinary program.
Yeah, it seems to me that Madison did put the kibosh on food rewards programs or this type of program.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. And they've been actually quite successful mm-hmm. in raising reading levels.
We are wondering if you think it's a good idea or a bad idea for schools to offer a reward for student for reading books, specifically a corporate-sponsored award like the Pizza Hut Book It program. Pizza Hut will give kids a free personal pan pizza if the child accomplishes a set reading goal. Our guest says this is a bad idea for a variety of reasons and wants schools and parents to stop participating in this program and programs like it. Do you agree with her or not? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, March the 12th. Hope you'll stay tuned. Ben Marins is with you this afternoon between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marins. And coverage of the Great Decisions series continues after 5 as Ben and his guest discuss the politics, economy, and future of South Africa. That's the Great Decisions series, Mondays after 5 with Ben Marins. We're talking about the Pizza Hut Book It program. And talking with a guest who says that schools and parents should stop participating in this program, which offers kids free pizzas for reading books. We wonder what you think about this, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Dr. Susan Lin is a psychologist at Harvard University and at the Judge Baker Children's Center at Harvard University. She is the founder of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood and the author of Consuming Kids, the Hostile Takeover of Childhood. Her group, a couple of weeks ago, called for parents and schools to drop the Book It program. And we're wondering if you agree or not. Dr. Lin, what kind of reaction have you received from your call to drop this program?
Well, it's been very interesting. I mean, we've had letters of support from people who said that they, you know, we put out a fact sheet about the Book It program and just, you know, or encouraged parents to take the fact, to check to see whether their school or their preschool participated. And we've had letters from parents who have done that and, you know, and from schools that have, you know, decided to drop the program. And we've also had letters from people who talk about the program with enormous fondness and delight. That they remember the program from their childhood and how much they liked it. And we also got letters from people who said, well, it's not that I read a lot, but I do remember the program fondly. So, you know, I think what this speaks to is how powerful marketing is in schools. Yeah. You know, what these companies want is to create a lifetime brand loyalty. And that's what's come clear, you know, in the letters, you know, supporting the program that we've gotten is that people really just have these wonderful feelings about this program.
Yeah. Well, you've said that, you know, there's a lot of this going on and Pizza Hut definitely benefits from participating in this program, but the benefits are certainly not so clear when it comes to the kids and their families. But what harm is being done, do you think?
Well, you know, one of the things that we have to think about is the harm of advertising and marketing in schools in general. And one of the things about when corporations get involved in schools and demand a quid pro quo, when they demand that their product is advertised in the school, is one thing we have to look at is the whole issue of what's the purpose of school. And whether that's being undermined by having advertising there. I mean, my understanding of what school really is about is creating people who can function in a democracy. It's about creating educated, democratic citizens. And one important component about this, about that, is critical thinking. And you can't teach critical thinking if you've got a school filled with advertising and marketing, because advertising and marketing really is the antithesis of critical thinking. What advertisers want is, you know, impulse buying, lifetime, unthinking brand loyalty. They don't want people to think too much, you know, about their products. And so if you have a school that, you know, has tons of Pizza Hut advertising, for instance, how closely is that school going to look at things like, you know, actually what's in the pizzas or the labor practices of Pizza Hut? And, the, you know, the same is true for Coca-Cola or McDonald's or all these other companies that are really targeting schools.
Let's take some calls. Aritza in Oak Creek is with us first. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I just had a comment. I think the spokesperson that you have on right now is has very good ideas, and I do agree with her. But I know that my son had this program in his school, and it was an incentive for him to read a little bit more, and he was very proud of himself for the result that we did as a family go to a Pizza Hut and sat down, and they congratulated him, the ladies that work there. But I also agree with the fact that maybe they should focus on different incentives, like she had mentioned about the principal painting their hair, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that we have a great program. We have Nora's Hats, where the children read books, and they received hats from a lady that made winter hats for them for their whole grade and other grades. So any kind of incentive to keep the kids focused on how education is important, I think, is a great value that they need to learn. But
Aritza, I'm sorry, I wanted Nora's Hats. Is that some local woman who did this, or what is that?
She is a local woman. Mm-hmm. That I'm not sure from what state she was exactly. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she's a grandmother. I think she's around 80 years old. And if the children read a specific amount of books, they would receive a hat from Nora. And she made hats on her own, and the kids were proud of it. And they were in the Journal Sentinel of Milwaukee, from Milwaukee, the school specifically, St. Sava Orthodox School, that they had received these hats. And the kids were very proud of themselves. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of happiness only comes so often for them, I think.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that story. What about the self-esteem and being proud of reading and the, you know, the whole family's at Pizza Hut and they're all congratulating the child, Dr. Lynn?
Well, I mean, I think what the caller points out is that there are lots of ways to do that,
mm-hmm.
to give kids wonderful memories. I mean, if the school wants to use incentives and they have a party where the parents can come and, you know, there's festive food and things like that, and the kids are acknowledged and awarded, the kids will remember that as well.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was very fun to go to Pizza Hut and to be congratulated.
Yeah. Are you concerned, too, about the junk food aspect of this program, that kids are going to be gorging themselves and getting fat on pizza?
You know, one personal pan pizza is, I think it's a minimum of 600 calories, which is a lot for a child. And you add a soda to that, that adds a lot of calories. But I'm not concerned about people going out occasionally for pizza, or even people going out for pizza once a month. What we're concerned about at the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood is the incessant branding that's going on when you have kids reminded of Pizza Hut every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's concerning to us, and the marketing in schools.
I'll go next to Larry in Pembine. Hi, Larry.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, just my own personal experience or a family experience with that program. What I had four children that went through with that, and that was kind of like a mark of achievement just to get the coupon. And we've never sat down inside Pizza Hut and ordered a pizza or a soda or anything like that. And as a matter of fact, today I asked my son, we're up in Iron Mountain, Michigan, he chose Little Caesars, which is a couple blocks down the road from Pizza Hut. And I would just like to also add that...
Yeah, you're saying they just got a coupon, but they didn't have to use it at Pizza Hut? They could use it at any pizza place?
No, it was... was a Pizza Hut coupon, but whether or not we actually made it that month was unimportant. It was the fact that they actually received that award, and that was just letting us know letting everyone know the amount of books that they've read that month.
Yeah. And so you don't see anything wrong with the program, Larry?
I think the more corporate sponsorship you can get in schools to help alleviate the pressures of people having bake sales to be able to buy construction paper for art, until there's a replacement found for incentives for children to read. In fact, I would like to see someone come up with an incentive for math, because my kids are little weak in that area. But
Well, Dr. Lynn, what about that idea, or that, you know, that concern that schools are strapped and this just helps a little bit?
Well, you know, one of the things is that there is no evidence that Pizza Hut per se, the Pizza Hut program per se, actually does turn children into lifelong readers. There's just no evidence of that. And it sounds to me what your caller is saying is that what was wonderful about the program was the certificate and the recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you believe that incentives work, then there are lots of ways to do that without having to involve a corporation. The issue, I mean, schools are terribly, terribly strapped, and that's concerning, and it's a terrible bind. But one of the things that I think it's important for us to recognize is that unless we support public schools, what is going to happen is there's going to be more and more corporate branding going on in schools, and that comes at a price. And it comes at a price of the children's education and their health and well-being.
Carol in Milton is with us now. Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a K-3 principal, and I have been in this position for 15 years. And we eliminated the Pizza Hut incentive program for the reasons that your guest has already mentioned. And we're doing something that I think is a great substitute in our school. It's tied to our character committee, and we have a theme for each month. And for March, it's goal setting and perseverance. And the message is twofold. We are telling the students that you read as a gift to yourself because of all of the wonderful reasons why you need to read for professional achievement and for personal pleasure. But the perseverance and the goal setting is tied to the Iditarod, and it's meant to be fun. It's March. We're sick of being inside. And so the children are reading from Nome to Anchorage, and each class has its own Husky picture, and they're turning in cumulatively, they're turning in slips three times so that the Huskies can move. If they reach their personal goal, then they'll get either a bookmark, a pencil, or a certificate for a book through the reading program we have. If the whole school reaches its goal, the teachers are going to make up little dog sled teams with a rope and a wagon, and we're going to race with stuffed animals in the hall.
That'll be quite a sight. And, Carol, thank you for sharing that incentive program. We'll get our guests to react to it after we check news from National Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Monday morning, March the 12th. We are talking with a guest who says that parents and schools should drop programs like Pizza Hut's Book It program. Critics say that Book It, the name of Pizza Hut's incentive program, is used by some 50,000 schools nationwide to reward young readers with free pizzas. And our guest this hour says that this epitomizes everything that's wrong with corporate-sponsored programs in schools. She says it promotes junk food consumption to a captive audience in the name of education and undermines parents by positioning family visits to Pizza Hut as an integral component of raising literate children. We wonder if you agree or disagree with our guest. Should schools drop Book It? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Does this commercialize schools and kids and encourage obesity at the same time? Or is it a harmless incentive program that is getting kids to read more than maybe they normally would? We wonder what you think, and we welcome your calls and questions about this. Dr. Susan Lin is a psychologist at Harvard University, also a psychologist with the Judge Baker Children's Center there. She is the author of Consuming Kids, The Hostile Takeover of Childhood, and the founder of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. We just heard from a principal from Milton, Wisconsin, just before news time, who says that her school did drop the Book It program for the reasons, Dr. Lin, that you say schools should drop it. But she said that what they have come up with instead was a very, it sounded like a very cute program where if they reach, the kids reach their reading goals, they'll personally get a certificate for a free book, not a free pizza. And if the whole school reaches the reading goal, the teachers will participate in some sort of silly dog sled race down the hallways. What do you think of that?
I think it sounds like a great school, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it would really be fun. I'm hoping that that Carol we'll go to our, if she's still listening, we'll go to our website, commercialfreechildhood.org, and send us an email about a program, that program, because we'd really like to hear from schools who have alternative programs that don't involve some corporation.
Yeah. Well, and people can certainly call right now and talk about them, too. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Do you have alternative incentives for reading at your school? Or does your school participate in this Pizza Hut Book It program? Do you see anything wrong with it? We had full lines, busy lines in our first half hour. Now we have open lines for you. You can also send us an email. We did get an email from Michael in Madison. Given the news about the epidemic of childhood obesity, this program doesn't sound just wrong, but obscene. If a corporation wants to reward children for reading, let them offer rewards in the form of books so that children can start building a home library. A reaction to that, Dr. Lin?
Well, you know, that is one of the things about corporations and schools. What the corporations do is talk about being good corporate citizens, but since when do citizens demand a quid pro quo? I mean, you know, what we all benefit from literate children. If corporations, you know, want to promote reading, they could donate books and not expect to have to be branded. You know, McDonald's has a reading program where they do donate books to preschools, but the books have to come with a McDonald's-style bookcase so that the McDonald's is in the room. And I think that that's really unfair.
Yeah. Just when you brought up McDonald's, it reminded me of I'm going to be talking with Ralph Nader in our 8 o'clock hour this morning. He wrote a book about his growing up and the various traditions that he learned from his parents. And one of them was interesting, if I can remember it. His mother was upset when the librarians in their hometown were having trouble getting kids to return books at the library. So they the local McDonald's offered to give a free hamburger to children who returned their borrowed books on time.
Right.
And Ralph Nader's mom thought that this was completely wrong, and she complained, and she did prevail because you know kids can return books to the library without being offered a hamburger from McDonald's.
I think that what that points up is that whenever there is any kind of weakness in society, corporations see that as a chance, you know, to exploit their brand in some way. And that's, you know, in part what's happening with all this commercialism in schools. As a society, we don't support public schools the way that we should. And public schools are struggling terribly, and so they are turning to these corporate sponsorships. But as I said earlier, they come at a terrible cost.
Yeah. Matt in Oshkosh is with us now. Hi, Matt.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a couple quick points. One is I think that this program could be used advantageously to educate children in a manner on how to deal with commercialism, because whether or not by taking this program away you choose to shield them or hide them from the effects of commercialism, the minute they're out of school, they're going to have to deal with this for the rest of their lives. And the other point I'd quickly like to make is a comment that your guest made earlier in the program about turning out or producing children that are good democratic citizens. That was as close to her exact words as I can come. How is that any different than bombarding them with commercialism, bombarding them with a political point of view? I'll take my comments off the air.
Well, obviously he thinks that you want to turn them into little Democrats.
Little Democrats. No, I didn't mean little Democrats. Mm-hmm. I meant turn them into people who support democracy.
Yeah, civic-minded students.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the values that children learn from commercialism are antithetical to the values needed to promote democracy. Lifetime brand loyalty, that doesn't work well in a democracy. Unthinking brand loyalty, that doesn't work well in a democracy. Impulse buying, me first. You know, democracy, you know, depends on cooperation, and it depends on having people who think and people who are willing to look beyond the glitz to something underneath.
Yeah. What about teaching, though, these kids about commercialism, and they're going to deal with it. They do deal with it all over the place, so maybe there's that aspect of it.
Well, there are a couple of things about that. One is it's hard for me to see how having the program in a school teaches kids anything about commercialism except to just sort of accept it. I mean, I don't understand how you could have the Pizza Hut Book It program and then use it as a way to criticize mm-hmm. commercialism. I could see how you could decide to end it and then have a discussion with students about why, yeah. and that would educate them. And the other thing is that kids who are immersed in commercialism are actually less critical of it than kids who have more breathing space around it.
Yeah.
So immersing kids in commercialism isn't the answer. I do think that, you know, we do need to talk to kids about commercialism. I do think that media literacy and commercial literacy in particular ought to be taught in schools. But I don't quite see how this program would do that.
Tani in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Tani.
Hi. I was just calling as a parent. My kids have participated in the Book It program, and they don't now, partly because they're almost too old. And I would say what I object to it the most is that these free pizzas end up costing my family about $30. You know, by the time we all go out and we make it at night and we have, you know, an adult pizza and something to drink, it promotes spending money. And it did not really help my kids to read or motivate them. They were pretty good readers to begin with. So it was just kind of a flop, kind of an extra.
Yeah, and it cost the whole family a lot of money, Dr. Lynn.
Yes, and that's the other concern about the program is that it does bypass parents completely and, you know, and have, you know, their kids coming home, you know, urging them or nagging them to go to this particular restaurant for a dinner that is going to cost them money. And it comes with the school's blessing, which makes it even harder in some ways to say no to.
Our guest is Dr. Susan Lynn. She is founder of the group Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. She is the author of Consuming Kids, The Hostile Takeover of Childhood. She's a psychologist at Harvard University. And she says that schools, public schools, should drop their participation in the Pizza Hut-sponsored program called Book It, where Pizza Hut gives coupons for free pizzas to children who read a certain number of books. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Do you see anything wrong with programs like this or not? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock and coming up after 7, it's our State Capitol Report every Monday in the 7 o'clock hour. We welcome in Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, and other guests to talk about what's making news under the Capitol Dome, review some of the major action of last week, and preview what's going to happen this week. That's coming up in our State Capitol Report after 7. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Susan Lynn, who says that schools should drop programs like the Book It program that is sponsored by Pizza Hut, where kids get free pizzas for reading. Our guest says that this commercializes schools, undermines parents, encourages obesity, all sorts of things wrong with this program, according to our guest, and we wonder what you think. Aaron in Racine, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I appreciate the time to talk. I'm just a little concerned. I'm a business owner, and I've had a program similar to this, and it just feels like your caller is, or not your caller, but your guest is demonizing businesses. And, you know, this is a country that depends on the health of our businesses in order for it to work. And I'm just getting frustrated with being a businessman and kind of being a demon. Yeah. It's not right. You know what I'm saying? It's just not right. You should not be punished for being a business owner. You should not feel like a second-class citizen because you do make a profit. You know,
I appreciate that, Aaron, and I'll get our guest to respond. But do you think it's a good idea for a business like Pizza Hut to be in the schools offering free pizzas for reading?
Me?
Yeah, Aaron. Our guest doesn't. She's been saying, why?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think there's a big deal with it. I mean, it's not like they're forced to go there. They're you know, if they desire to go, they go. If they don't, they don't. But, you know, it's an incentive. So I don't understand what the big deal is. I think she's overthinking it.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, that's the kids and parents don't have to go to Pizza Hut and use the coupon, Dr. Lynn. So no big deal. And are you demonizing businesses?
I'm certainly have no intention of demonizing businesses. I do have a problem with corporations going into schools with programs that they call educational when there's no evidence at all that they're educational. And I do believe that it's harder to say no to things that happen in a school. That because it's in a school, it appears as though it is educational, and I find that really troubling. So it's harder for parents to say no. And also, it's hard for kids. It's certainly hard for kids to say no. I mean, kids can't say no to the incentive program because it's a school project.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to do it.
Parents can't say, I don't want my kid getting a coupon for that pizza?
They can, mm-hmm. but you know, I mean,
right.
That's really hard for parents to do. It's hard on their kids. It's hard. You know, parents don't like to have their kids singled out like that. If the other kids are doing it, it's really hard. Parents are making all sorts of decisions about commercial culture today that involves saying no to their kids, and you know, this adds one more, and it's got the extra added burden of being coming from the school.
Thank you, Aaron, for the call. Vicki in Mount Horeb is with us now. Hi, Vicki.
Hello.
Hi.
I am a teacher, and the way that I have handled it, I got very, very tired of parents saying, but my child did read that much. They should get their coupon for the month, when they hadn't brought in the required slips to prove that they had read those minutes. So I sort of put it back onto parents and said, if you'd like to participate in this program, that's fine. I will hand you the 6 coupons, and you may set your own goals. Now, and then in the classroom, I have my own way of monitoring the children's reading. But it became very, very frustrating as a teacher to try and equitably distribute these coupons.
Oh, so your school participates in this, and you were getting grief from parents thinking their kids were unfairly not getting the coupons, so you just gave them the coupons and said, here, you do it.
You set your own goals. And then in the classroom, the classroom, we have our own, you know, our own program with leaves on a tree and such.
Yeah. Dr. Lim.
Well, I think that's an interesting way of handling it. If your school has a program, if you can't convince your school not to do the program, I mean, that's one way of sort of neutralizing it a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you, Vicki. Pat in Waupun. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I've never heard of the Book It program, but from the sounds of it, I think I love it. As a former middle school student, I know that from my own personal experience, it was very difficult to read, because there were just too many activities. That was back in the early 80s. Now it's certainly much worse. As a future parent, I love this program because it teaches the kids, I think, a valuable life lesson. If you do some work, you get something that's of value. You've earned it. I will gladly take my children to a Pizza Hut and pay for my meal because I share in their sense of accomplishment. You've earned this. I will support that. And my last point is, as a taxpayer, I love this program also. If a corporation like Coca-Cola would like to sponsor my high school and cut my taxes, I'm for it.
Yeah, tell them why that maybe isn't a good idea, Dr. Lynn.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you do believe that we should not be supporting public schools as a society, then I can see that the solution of having corporations do the supporting for you, is appealing. As I said earlier, that comes at a cost. It comes at the cost of the children's education and when it comes to, Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all that junk food, the health and well-being of their health and well-being as well. I think we just have a disagreement about how public schools should be supported. The question is, if you believe that Pizza Hut ought to be in the schools, then I think that if they've created a program that they say encourages, readers and encourages lifelong readers, I think that they ought to be able to document that. And most, teaching methods and curriculum in schools have been, tested and documented in some way. That's another problem with corporate-sponsored teaching materials, is that they bypass community control. They're not reviewed usually, or they're often not reviewed by school boards. They just come into the classroom.
Yeah. And Ellen in Key Wascom is with us now. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning.
Morning.
My thoughts on it are, my kids are grown, but we use those in the past often. The obesity issue, four pizzas a year probably isn't going to contribute to anybody's obesity. It was a nice way for the kids to participate, and while occasionally we would go as a family, and as your caller said, do the whole family thing and spend some money, most oftenly we use those when my husband and I were going elsewhere for dinner. We'd run down to the local Pizza Hut, grab a couple of personal pan pizzas, turn over our coupons, and be on our way, kind of, to borrow a 60s phrase, our way of sticking it to the man. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of enjoyed doing it. The kids always had fun with it, too.
Yeah, and you don't think that they were adversely affected by the commercialization and seeing the Pizza Hut logo in school every day? And you don't think that's a big deal, Ellen?
Yeah, I guess I don't. Yeah. I think, in a sense, we may need some of our corporations to help us through with some of that at times. And if we keep a good balance and, keep our thoughts clear on it, I don't think anybody's going to be harmed in the long run.
Yeah, Dr. Lynn?
Well, I think sticking it to the man is an interesting way of coping with the program, too. I think, first of all, when this program started, it was in the 1980s, and the escalation of advertising and marketing to kids has really occurred since then. So, it's not just Pizza Hut in the schools. It's, it's Coca-Cola, and it's McDonald's, and it's Adidas and Nike, and there's sort of endless corporate sponsorships in schools, and people feel that they're serving a need, but it also comes, as I said before, it comes at a cost. And another cost that we haven't talked about is that it makes people think that we don't have to support public schools because the corporations will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think people need to remember that sponsorship isn't free.
Yeah. A teacher, Jordan, in Madison sent this email. It seems that one of the problems with rewards-based programs is that while students are rewarded for the number of books they get through, they are not being assessed on whether they're reading critically or reflectively. These programs only encourage students to read books superficially and don't teach them how to actively read, imagine, and engage with the ideas. You want to react?
Well, yes. I mean, that has been a complaint about this program. And also the complaint is that about incentive programs is that once the pizzas or whatever the incentive is taken away, then the kids stop reading. And yet there are programs that can really engage children in a love of reading. I mean, that's the other funny message that this program sends, is that reading is a chore, that reading isn't fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we know that that reading can be enrich your life in extraordinary ways.
Yeah. Then in conclusion, are you, based on the reaction on your call to drop this program, the Book It program, do you think you'll see more schools and parents dropping this?
I do think that we will, because I think that there is growing concern about advertising and marketing, the commercialization of children's lives, advertising and marketing in the lives of children in general, and in particular in schools.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Susan Lin is the author of Consuming Kids, The Hostile Takeover of Childhood, the founder of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood, also a psychologist at Harvard University and the Judge Baker Children's Center at Harvard University, calling on public schools to drop Pizza Hut's Book It program, which offers free pizzas for kids reading. Thanks to Leo Duran and Steve Williams for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.